Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey girls, welcome back. My name is Camo and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered. I have another guest, same guest. 2 weeks in a row though. Wow. If you're listening to the audio, go to YouTube. What the fuck is wrong with you? Here we are again, Miss Tolly.
Hi, I'm back. Another version of me, I guess. I guess I'm the second coming. We have to start over.
No, we don't.
No, please.
So we've been drinking.
Oh, literally, this is carrot juice, ginger, Patron, and
the little sparkling water that has lime. It's a lot of fruits. It's very organic and pure and natural. So I think we're being healthy, right?
Well, technically, yes, because we did about 8 counts of Patron and then we mixed it together and then they were full to the top with all the other juices. Tastes really fucking good. But basically, we just wanted to say a lot of new words because last week we did a podcast and a lot of people were like, we liked it, we wanted a longer one. And she got in contact with my team and got my rates covered for this episode. So I was like, well, of course, I'll make my way.
I'll pull some strings for you.
Yeah, so today I think we're just going to talk about
the life of two mentally unwell women of America.
I think that's what this trip has been teaching us a lot of, honestly. Like,
we did learn a lot over the past few days. But that's the beauty of life, because every day there's a lesson to be learned if your mind is open, you know? And we learned a lot.
Well, also we're meeting each other for like really the first time as these people who have changed. If we're being completely honest, like, you know, we've been friends on FaceTime and like kept up with each other and like been funny and silly. But like for real, the raw, the real, like the new habits that we've formed as like trying to be better people, and you fall into like regressive tendencies sometimes.
Oh, girl, yes.
With people you care about deeply, and like, you know, it's just so unfortunate, but it's good to have those moments if you're a self-aware person, using that word because it's part of the argument that we had. But but if you are, what we both concluded, what the conclusion was, two self-aware people who just fall into regressive tendencies and are crazy.
Yeah, we actually documented quite a bit of the affairs.
Which, by the way, so bold. Okay, so we were deeply fighting.
We were. She had actually packed her luggage. She stormed downstairs, grabbed everything,
was literally threw it shaking in the fucking while luggage. I was packing my clothes up. And it was literally over. Oh my God, can we say what it was over, please?
I don't fucking remember.
No, I do. I do. We're just going to get in lightly. We're not going deeper than light. We're not, because someone's going to get hurt because we're crazy. But literally, okay, listen. So we were doing a song because we honestly have stepped into our creative, like, yes, visionary era. Get into it. And like, honestly, we've been making like like really fun, cool music. And I've been very appreciative of that energy. But I called it a demo and she called it a rough cut or something like that. And some caliber of that. And it was just, we were tense in the club.
It was,
and then it turned into me like being like, okay, I can't do a fight, and also me starting like both stimulating each other's, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it was deeper than that, but we moved past it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
No, but after I had been packed, she came down there and was like, and I literally said, I'm gonna be quiet for 5 minutes and you just talk. And you talked, and
I did. I let the floodgates
flood. It was like when Noah's Ark took up all the stuff.
Yeah,
because I went somewhere new. That was me. I had Noah's Ark, and you were the flood, and you had to let it flood through the gates.
Right.
And honestly, we fought for a minute off camera, and then when we like thought we had covered it, but there was still tension, I like just took my phone and put it in front of us, and then I was like, "This is weird." Hee. And then we still like started talking about it on camera.
Oh, but then we got so belligerently drunk and high, and we went back to the studio, but not to record, just to hash things out again. And we got into several more fights and just started filming it again. So we have just so much documentation of two fucking stupid bitches fighting over literally at the end of the day, when all is said and done, it's nothing.
Well, honestly, we said we were going to title it What Happened in 2020, because we were like, the girls always want to know what happened. Like, they always fight girls.
That's the number one question I get every time I've ever done a Q&A, but I didn't think it was appropriate to ever really dive or even touch any of that.
It's not anything deep, though. It's literally just like the sisterhood of fighting.
No, it is. It's
like literally when I'm driving and you go straight and I go, I'm following the GPS. And you're like, well, of course, when you want to follow the GPS, but when I'm driving, you want to say go here. And so it's like literally that shit. It's like we get so frustrated about literally that. So it's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Anyway.
So this week we've learned a lot of lessons, but we've had a lot of fun. Honestly, I came running downstairs chasing this fucking bitch, and I was not gonna let her just walk out and things just end on a shitty note. So, you know, I had to try to fix the situation. She gave me my little 5 minutes. I said everything I needed to say, and then, you know,
that sounds so traumatic. She gave me 5 minutes to talk. And then it sounds like after 5 minutes, I was just berating you with knowledge, or not knowledge, but my knowledge. You know what I mean? But no, actually, I was still quiet and receptive and like.
Well, because me personally, when I get upset or irritated or I feel, you know, shady or whatever, if it's somebody that I give a fuck about, if it's somebody that's like out in public, like, bitch, locked and loaded. But if it's somebody that I care about, like, I genuinely don't want to like have conflict with my friends. So like I end up getting like tongue-tied, and I fuck up my words, and then I just feel challenged and I can't even get my point across. So then when you just shut up and gave me the floor, I was like, okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Beep, beep, bop, bop, boop, boop.
Well, because boop, I realized boop, beep, 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 beep. It was getting really intense.
For no reason.
Of us both. Because, like, it wasn't even what we were fighting about. It was how we were fighting. You know what I mean? Because we were just trying to say things at the same time. That's where the frustration comes from.
We both be, like, talking. Loud.
And then it gets just kidding. We start doing it right now. Anyway, SZA's album, though, has really, like, saved us.
I was in the shower this morning, showering, and she was in here putting her makeup on, and both of us had a speaker listening to different SZA songs at the same time, and I'm like, oh, not a being SZA takeover.
Whenever it was, like, a little pause between my next SZA song, I could hear your SZA song, and I would start getting singing. Down. I was like, weird. And then it would be, like, do, do, do. I'm like, period.
Do, do.
Anyway. Okay, so last time I was here, I didn't have fresh dyed hair.
She did freshen it up.
Do you want to see it? It's like red. I don't know if you can like tell. But last time it was kind of orange because it used to be red. And then, you know, red fades into orange. It's the color wheel. We all should have been educated on that.
Sorry, my hand is falling asleep, so I'm like freaking out over here. Take the Patroni poo.
Why don't you sit up next to me then, if you're because you're putting all your blood.
I'm too fucking
beautiful.
Toast. I mean that too, but fuck, I'm just toasted, Boots Marie.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot that's happened recently in the world,
in America, in this house.
Do you know about the monarchy?
Girl, please.
You don't? That's what I was going to bring up. That was my topic.
Butterflies.
The monarchy. The British monarchy. Okay, we're going to take a shot for every time I'd say something about the monarchy that you don't know.
Period.
Do you know Harry?
Styles?
No, from the monarchy. Prince Harry.
Sure, I know him.
Well, who's his mom?
Betty.
No, damn it.
Girl, you looked this up on Wikipedia before we started.
No, I absolutely did not.
Okay. Pop off, queen.
The royal family?
I know. Okay. I actually know nothing about them and I actually don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
I see all the tabloids in Publix and it's like queen, 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 and I'm like, so I don't care.
Oh, I'm so into it.
I've never given a fuck.
I love a monarchy, not for like, actually I hate a monarchy in like the terms of what it represents and like what it does to the people in the monarchy. Ew, like that's super lame. But what I love a monarchy for is the fairy tale, the beauty, the stones that were stolen from African countries, which suck. That sucks that they stole those. Like, I don't
know. But don't they fuck their family?
Oh, absolutely. They keep things in the bloodline. That's like disgusting. It's not, it's like actually really wrong now that I'm like putting it on paper why monarchies are amazing, because literally all their jewels are stolen from different cultures and everything. That's so fucked, and they should give them back. And honestly, we should praise the people who they belong to, because I just love diamonds and jewels. Mm-hmm. And I think wherever the diamonds go, I'm gonna go. And I think that's what I'm actually boiling the monarchy down to.
The diamonds and the jewels.
Right. But
give them back.
So you don't know the fucking brothers, Princess Diana?
Well, everybody fucking knows Princess Diana.
You don't know Prince Harry, her son?
I know them, but I didn't fucking know where you were going with it.
Oh, that there's a new Netflix documentary about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The fucking...
I know who they are.
Yeah, I just don't care about their lives. Oh, I think they're so interesting.
But then again, I don't know nothing. I like don't subscribe to trending topics. Or celebrity goss.
Well, that's why I'm always out of the loop.
If you bring it to my attention, like, bitch, we'll talk about it. Because I got opinions. Okay. I just never see it.
So what do you think?
I think that...
Like, I don't know. Because I never see it.
Okay, this particular topic.
Let's take a shot because you don't know about it.
Okay, we'll take a shot to not knowing things.
Because I know about
it. Oh, girl, my hand is so fucking asleep.
Can you please get up, please. Girl? You're going to go into a fucking cardiac arrest moment because your blood's going to stop going to your fucking fingers. Help. Come on, get up.
I can't. My hand is dead.
Okay.
Sorry. Does that ever happen? To like a body part?
Oh, absolutely.
And like you can't like move it abruptly?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So period.
No, it does. I think it just means more alcohol. Though.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to take a shot after you. Oh my God. When we were at the liquor store and we were buying Patron, there was this guy.
Oh, it was so scary.
Oh my God. There was this guy like patrolling. He was like, you know, one of the people who hang outside a liquor store mm-hmm. being like, or like when you're getting gas and they're like, hey, you're so beautiful, which is nice. Like, thank you for saying I'm beautiful. But also at the same time, like, you know, you're just being weird.
You know, you're a fucking crackhead and you're doing some fucking crackhead shit.
I know, it's like, please leave me alone. But anyway, he was trying to hit on the girl checking out. She was in a work uniform, obviously had come from like her server job, and he had seen her obviously there because he kept asking her about her schedule. And I was like, girl, I'm about to break this up and be like, girl, what are you doing?
It was the body language. It's the like people who lack social cues. Like she clearly, like she did not look at him one time. She was so frozen and so stiff and looking at like the cashier, and she
said
was just giving him like
words.
It was like one word. Yeah. I'll be there Tuesday.
And which like, when she said that, I went, girl, why? I would have been like, oh, I just quit, actually. That's what I would have said. But like, I wanted to break in so bad, but I'm also a tranny in like the deep South right now, honestly. And it's kind, you know what I mean? Like everybody was already looking at us a certain type of way. It was very late. Yeah. We were buying liquor. Mm-hmm. Like we were dressed very crazy. So I was like, fuck, girl, like I want to help you. But then after he left, because he was like, oh, great, I'll see you there. And in a very creepy way, I was like, girl, you better not go in Tuesday.
She was I don't even work on Tuesday.
I said, period, honey.
Yeah, no, it made me uncomfortable.
I know.
Men are disgusting. Like, what the fuck?
But she waited to go to her car until we left and we all left together. Yeah, so
it was a moment for women.
It was, because I was like, honey. My newest thing is saying honey. I'm like obsessed. I'm like, oh, honey.
Honey.
Honey, stop that. Oh, honey.
My little honey pot.
Okay, this is terrifying. This is the terrifying podcast episode. So
I actually need to do something. So we're going to like go on like a break, and then we'll come back and be off the break. All right, girls, we're back. Here we are. Wait, why does my voice sound like that?
Like what?
Oh, okay, never mind.
I think it sounds really delicious.
It sounded like a robot for a second in my ear, at least. Technical difficulties. Technology is just so crazy. Anyways, we're fucking back. We took an extended break. Just did what we do. And now we're here again. I'm just happy to be alive. Why are we like this? I need help. We need help. We've been sitting in bed. Oh, we were on fucking Omegle. Let's talk about that, girls.
Girl, okay, first of all, disclaimer. Omegle is a place. Like, you really do it when you're just so brain dead and so fucking high and you just, like, have nothing to do and you're just, right. Like, fuck
us.
It.
Literally us.
So we're like, I need someone to, pay attention to. And we saw this guy.
Which one?
Like
the
four.
Guy in the office.
There was like four distinct experiences, but this one guy was working a hotel. He said he's a hotel manager, and there was
he
like
was
security
actually
cameras.
So sweet. I kind of feel some
please,
level
please,
of remorse.
Please, first of all, it was a hotel manager with a whole bag of coke.
That is true. I forgot about
and,
that.
And like no shame, and yeah, he was sweet at times, but also like his mom does his laundry. He's like 50.
He's dating a trans woman, though, so.
True. We love him for that.
He was so happy to share that information with us.
But also another disclaimer, Camo and I, you know, over the year of our FaceTime friendship, when one of us is checking out somewhere, like a department store, whether it be Apple or Starbucks or wherever, girl, the other person says like the craziest thing they can think of because the other person's on FaceTime at the register.
And usually on FaceTime, loud speaker,
right? The cashier
volume
will hear
all the way up,
And it's something so stupid. And honestly, we need to be put down or like have a lobotomy. Like, I'm so aware. I'm embarrassed. But the things you do with your sister, your cousin in the dark always come to the light. And so here's us bringing it to the light. We were on Omegle chat with him and his boss walked in and he goes, "Hey, boss." And he looks at us, goes, "I'll be right back, you guys." And we go, "Okay, son." And then I had the idea to do to him what we do to each other. I don't know why, girl. I'm blasted off my fucking ass. And I go, "Oh, God, should I just play the clip? We recorded it.
Play it, and I'm going to go get the charger because this bitch is about to die."
Okay, yeah, I'm going to talk to them while I get the clip up. So, yeah, basically, I'm really sorry for this and ahead of time. I know it's immature. I know it's embarrassing. It's going to turn you off to me as a human. But you know what? Girls have to do what they have to do when Patron is involved. So just move on. Okay, so here's where he tells us that he's at work right now.
Like 3-4 months.
Okay, don't worry about that.
I'm at work right now.
Are you a security man?
He's showing his security cameras.
I see who's coming down here.
He's in security land.
I manage a hotel.
Will you come stay there?
I don't know why I would say that.
I don't know. You guys are in Illinois.
We meet her.
And then at this point in the video, I notice him start to look around the room and look at the security camera. And I'm thinking, okay, he thinks someone's walking up. And then he goes, "Hey, boss." Oh, well, here's the clip.
"Hold on. I'll be right back. My boss just came down. I got to talk to him."
Okay. And this next clip is me asking Camo in the moment. I'm like, should I do to him what we do to each other? So listen.
"Say there's a cockroach in my pussy. Really? So it's worth it. Oh my God. Get the spatula. There's a cockroach deep in my pussy.
Hey, can we not? My boss is here.
My asshole is leaking. Fluids."
Oh my God, girl. That was so fucking funny.
So that happened. And also, we got a bunch of random men. We kept being obsessed with saying hi to people like this. And I got this one man because he was like, "Can I see your boobs?" And I said, "I'll show you my boobs if you go like this." Hey!
We got a whole school.
Also, but one of the guys, they were alone in their car and they wanted to see my titties. And obviously I was going to show my fucking titties. I'm not a fucking weirdo, but I am going to just have fun on Omegle with my cousin. And so I said, "Yeah, I'll show them to you if you do this." With the waving movement for 30 seconds. And he did it. I think I have an audio of that.
He did. He held it out for 30 full seconds.
Who cares? I have a question to ask you. Name 3 things that we completely 100% agree on.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because I don't even think we agree on the directions to go.
I guess. Do we like chicken tenders from Publix?
Oh shit, you're so right.
And we love weed.
Speaking of,
where's that fucking bong?
Should we talk about the almond basket?
Oh, girl, please.
No, I can't.
Okay, so there was this man. No. And, you know, when you're on Omegle, the boys get to Omegling. And this one in particular had his whole winky out for the world to see. And, you know, we're crazy, silly, kooky girls. And one thing about us, we love to just fuck with people just for shits and giggles, just for amusement, entertainment. It makes
mental
life fun.
Mental illness, honestly.
Mental illness.
It's honestly bad on our part. It's so embarrassing and fucking stupid.
Yeah, but it makes life interesting. It makes the day go by much smoother. But anyways, yeah, so we're just sitting there looking at him play with himself, and we were saying really weird shit to him. The
girl, no, I literally said this. I said, "I'm gonna tell you something sexy. I'm picking almonds. I'm filling my almond basket."
Girl.
And then he came.
He did.
And he said, "Thank you." And I said, "Did you like my almonds?"
And he said, "I did."
It's period.
Bitch, people on Omegle are so fucking weird.
What's the first thing I would do if I won the lottery?
Donate it to charity. All of it.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I would do it at some point.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would. Just not right away, girl. I'm trying to do, like, my fucking body. Like, be fucking for real. Bitch. I have 1 hour to spend $5,000. Where would I go?
Sephora.
When we're 85 years old, what will we be doing together?
Having a dementia spell.
True. When were you most impressed by me?
I would say this year, just in general.
I know, there's a lot to pick from.
Right.
I'll accept a generalized answer.
All right, girls, this episode, I don't think y'all really gained anything from it so far. So we're just going to dive into a Q&A.
No, actually, I think you learned less about us on this whole podcast.
I'm literally dead. It's literally 2:27, period. If you know, you know.
Oh my God, it actually is.
It is. So many questions about what happened to y'all, but
you'll see the fucking YouTube video.
I'm a nosy bitch and noticed y'all unfollowed and refollowed each other a handful of times.
Yeah, and I'll do it again tomorrow. I'm unfollowing you right now, actually. We always follow each other, though, even if we're not following.
Right. We're always subscribed.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And we also, there's been a lot of times when we've not followed each other, but been in the best place in our friendship.
I think there was like a 3 month period where we didn't follow each other at all, but we were still on FaceTime every day.
Yeah. It was actually everything.
It was.
I didn't have to see your content.
I didn't have to see your fucking story that you begged me to watch every goddamn time you post it.
I don't beg you to watch. I just want us to both admire what's going on. Have a good discourse.
Mm. Advice on finding your style.
Just put stuff on. And then if you like it, add more. If you don't like it, take it off.
Right.
Like, honestly.
Right. That's great advice.
Or look around and think of, like, what's pretty.
God damn, my hand is falling asleep again. Help. Please.
It's because you're laying on your side.
I know.
Like, lay next to me like a normal fucking person.
No. Do you want to have children someday?
I don't know.
I think I want a child. But I also don't want to traumatize them.
Right. But also, I think you have to, like, let go of that, because no matter what you do when you have kids, you're going to traumatize them. Like, you can be the best parent and you're just going to traumatize them. It's just part of the human experience. And I think, like, reminding to be, like, gentle with yourself is so important, honestly. But I did want kids at one point in life. But the more I live, the more I love a lifestyle. And the more I realize I'm selfish, and I love, like, my little brother is, like, 8, and he's a kid.
Your little brother is so sweet.
I know. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I would say, if anything, like, he's my heir. You know?
Okay, Jordan Sparks.
No, like, heir.
With an H?
Yeah. I'm just going to start reading a bunch of these questions that you girls ask rapid fire, and if one sticks, you'll get an answer. Favorite spot to visit in Canada, if you've ever been? Toronto. What is one thing you are inspired by one another? Your ability. What's the dumbest thing that's ever given you the ick when talking to someone new? Honestly, when you think they're cute, then they're ugly.
Yeah, when they start talking.
Best traits about each other.
Your web feet.
What? Girl, if we ever were on a yacht that got taken over by pirates, which pirates are real, you'd be so fucking happy about my web foot swimming us to a goddamn log. So shut the fuck up. Have beauties ever had a fight?
Never.
You'll see. Ever fought? Oh my God, this is a juicy one. Ever fought over a person before romantically? So this is a funny story, because yes and no, like, it was never that deep, but there was an era when we were in our petty era and I was freshly single and I was like, I'm trying to, like, you know,
find a man. Explore her pussy.
So I found a man on Tinder, ended up being such a fucking weirdo, fucked me, and then literally when we were laying on the bed, he was like, by the way, I lost my teaching job because I sold marijuana to kids. My students. I was like, oh. okay, I'm going to leave now. And I did. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a really bad toothache. And the next day was my dentist appointment, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember getting fucked and being like, honestly, I'm in so much pain. But anyway, I showed Camo this guy I was talking to. And she was like, I talked to him already. And you were like annoyed for no reason, even though you didn't even want to talk to him.
Well, okay, if we're going to see, you'll sell the story one way, but we were in an era where we both hated each other for literally everything.
Right.
You hated everything about me, everything. I could just breathe and you were upset, so.
You too.
So.
About me. What happened to Tayshia? We were all fans for so long. I'm so sad. Is one of the questions. It's like, okay. Just like, what? As if she doesn't have 100 million other fans. Oh, are they talking about to the podcast?
I don't know. That one. I saw that one. I was just going to avoid it, but
I mean, yeah, because nobody make people don't make sense. Honestly,
no, literally, I can't stand it because. Every
people always
time,
assume no one's a friend.
Literally every time that, okay, first of all, me and Tayshia are friends. We talk all the time. But the second you stop posting videos with somebody, there's like obviously a problem. There's some type of beef. Even when there wasn't beef between me and you just fucking were off somewhere doing something, it was just floodgates would open up of questions. What's going on? What's the tea? What's the juice? What's the drama? What happened? Who betrayed who? Y'all, calm the fuck down.
I mean, it's just giving, like, per. Someone asked, Miss Tolly Girl, how do I find the right sugar daddy? A bitch trying to be living lavish like you.
Let him know, mama.
You just do it. How do you want to go into your 30th year?
Rich.
Okay, shout out to G-Tonic 828.
That's our girl. Did they ask a question?
She just said, I love you, no question. And I said, yeah, you don't need to ask a question. You're everything.
She's a fucking icon.
Will you ever move to LA alongside the Slenty?
When the time is right. Y'all, tonight we went to a gas station and this man was definitely on drugs.
All of them?
Well, yeah, usually at these times of the night.
These soirees.
But he was asking everybody how he gets a woman. He asked if we were rock stars.
We are, first of all.
I mean, per. And then he wanted your little frog legs.
Hi. Girls, tune in never again. Like, I quit. I'll give you your fucking rate back, girl. I can't do this anymore.
Life is too hard. Thanks for tuning in, girls.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.